Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and I have a question for you. What does it take to make you marvel at what God has done? I'm looking at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 29 through 31, shows something that certainly would make me marvel. In fact, it still does today. Even though this happened 2,000 years ago, I still marvel at the power of God. Listen to this. Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them those who were lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now Jesus had already healed many. He had taught the truth of God by means of parables. He had even walked on the water. People were certainly beginning to notice that this one, this teacher, was different than all the rest. And it's no wonder that quite a following was gathering to see what they could see, perhaps to get what they could get, including healing of their bodies and their friends and relatives. Listen again to what was happening. Great multitudes came to him, and I don't have a number for you, but I know that 10 or 12 or even 100 or 200 isn't really a great multitude, and it's hard for me to picture there on the mountainside the multitude gathering, but I know why. They were beginning to be convinced that Jesus is who he said he is. Now, not only did the multitude gather, they brought with them those who truly needed Jesus' touch. Did you see in verse 30? They had with them those who were lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. They brought them as close as they could to Jesus. Verse 30 says, they laid them down at Jesus' feet. Let me pause for a moment and say, what better place to be than at the feet of Jesus? What better place to be than in the presence of the Holy One, the great teacher, the great physician, the miracle worker, the one who has gotten the attention of the multitudes and the Pharisees and the scribes, the whole Sanhedrin, the rulers of the people? Everyone took notice of Jesus, and what they had seen drew them closer to him, and they brought those who were in their greatest need, and they laid him at Jesus' feet. The last three words of verse 30 tell us what happened. He healed them. Once again, people were there and experienced and witnessed the healing touch of Jesus. Some, I'm sure, he touched. Others, he simply spoke the word. But the power was in Jesus, for he was there on behalf of the Father, doing his Father's will and allowing those miracles to authenticate his relationship with the Father. I told you I marvel at that, because when I see multitudes coming, that in itself is impressive. The multitude marveled when they saw that the mute were speaking. They saw that the maimed were made whole. They saw that the lame were walking and the blind were seeing. Not only did they marvel, but they glorified the God of Israel. That's what we must do. We must glorify God when we marvel at his works. I certainly marvel when I reflect on the fact that when I called on Jesus for salvation, he heard my cry and saved me from the punishment that was due. I marvel and I glorify. but I want to be like the rest of the multitude in this lesson. I want to bring those who need the touch of Jesus and lay them at his feet so that they too might marvel and glorify God at their own healing or salvation. You see, if you have experienced the salvation of the Lord, you should be in the multitude that invites others that they might also experience that salvation. So the next time that you hear that the gospel is being preached, be sure to attend and bring someone who needs Jesus. The next time you listen to Moments of Grace, invite a friend to listen right now. Share this episode with a friend who doesn't know Jesus. And when your friend realizes that Jesus loves him or her, and that all one needs to do to marvel at God's salvation is to call on the name of the Lord to be saved, you will be the hero, and you can marvel at the fact that God has chosen to use you, his own dear child. Now, if you haven't yet received Jesus now and then tell others. In fact, why not tell me? Eloise will give you our contact information in just a moment, and I would love to hear how God has touched you. That's what I have for you today on Moments of Grace. I will be back tomorrow with more. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, glorify God and keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.